than emotions, higher than the heavens above. I feel good, I feel nice, I've never been so. Hey everybody, I'm in love, I'm alive, intoxicated, flying high. Anyway, it was Mariah Carey's birthday last week, and I'm your geeky gay, Adam. I don't know how to start this show, but I had to start it with a little bit of this because I just have to. Anyway, so I just want to say, you know, I don't know how many of you like Mariah Carey or anything like that. I love Mariah Carey, and, you know, I used to talk about it all the time, and I listened to everything that she did, and, I mean, I was all about Mariah Carey. And now, I'm like some people. I really hung on. I hung on so long, even after she divorced Tommy Mottola, and she quit Sony, and she did all that stuff, you know, and then she kind of went off on her own, and we realized she didn't have good taste in music. But, wow, that was really loud. Sorry. But, you know, I finally just had to, you know, give in to the fact that I wasn't going to like every single thing that she did. And, but I still love her. I can't deny that, you know, that I love her. I mean, let's see, what else has she done? You know, let's try to get me sued for copyright infringement here. So one of my favorite ones all time that she did, you know, and I didn't realize my opening music was still playing there, but one of the favorite things that she ever did, one of my favorites, it was right around the time I was going to college, and I don't like that beginning. But this was one of my favorites here. Sing it with me. Oh, when you walk by every night, talking sweet and looking fine, I get kind of hectic inside. Baby, I'm so into you, darling, if you only knew all the fears that flow through my mind. But it's just a sweet, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sweet fantasy. I mean, come on. I know most of you fags liked some of that earlier stuff that she did. I mean, I used to have... Maybe this is going to be an all Mariah Carey episode. I mean, you know, so I'm geeky, but that doesn't mean that I don't like me some Mariah Carey. So here's another one. I used to have this as my voicemail on when I was in college. Come on. All the money in the world couldn't even amount to a teaspoon of honey when it melt in your mouth. With the locks and Mariah's, you checking us out. You know the deal, a few mil every time she come out. With her blowing and us flowing, it ain't nothing else left to talk about. But a whole lot of dough. And every coming to bed, we there. Keeping your hands in the air like you just don't care. Don't be a liar, would you change your attire? Get a farm like Hillshire with a honey like Mariah. Escape to the ranch, ride a horse, then come back to the city, pushing the Rolls Royce. When you want me, just simply ask me to be there. You're the only one who makes me come running. because you is far beyond compare. Oh, 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 oh. See, now what I want to say is I should really sing this stuff to Mark, to Mittens. You know, I mean, maybe he would come back to the Philippines sooner. Actually, speaking of Mark, so we finally got to see each other on Skype the other night. And I mean, it was the first time in like 2 weeks that I had seen him at all. And I mean, we were on Skype for like 2 hours, but I was trying to woo him, you know, I told him that I'm a very musical person and that I sing and I play trumpet, but I had never sung for him or played trumpet for him. So I thought, ooh, I'm going to sing for him over Skype. So I said, this is what I always used to sing for people when they asked me if I could sing, because I really like Mariah Carey, but it's really hard, especially for a guy, to sing Mariah Carey stuff. So I'll try to give you guys a little bit of a, okay. So don't make fun of me. I'm not saying I should be on Broadway or anything like that, but I would always sing the beginning of One Sweet Day. So it goes something like this. It goes, sorry, I never told you all I wanted to say. And now it's too late to hold you, 'cause you've flown away so far away. And I always mess up that part. But anyway, I know the last part sounds like a dog that's dying. But so anyway, I used to sing that. And if you have bad comments about my singing, please send those to danieljbrewer@gmail.com. Anyway, so really, though, I shouldn't have been singing that to him, because, I mean, sorry I never told you, you know, I mean, yeah, I guess, but that's really about somebody dying. So maybe I should have said something like, you know, fantasy, like, oh, now I can't even remember the words, because, let's see, how did that go? Or emotions, but emotions is a really, or always be my baby. Oh, that's another one. See, you guys, if you don't like Mariah Carey, this is not going to be the episode for you of Geeky Gay. But anyway, let's see if a little bit of Always Be My Baby here. I should have really sung something like this, maybe. So, Mark, if you're listening to 97.1 Geeky Gay, next up is Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby. Hey, hey. Do 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 do. Oh, you'll always. Oh, I started too early. Do 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 now. Do 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 now. Do 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 now. Do 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 do. Baby, 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 baby. We were as one, babe, for one moment in time, innocent, everlasting, that you would always be mine. Now you wanna be. Now that's not a good one for him. Our love will never die, no. Okay, I'm gonna stop. But anyway, so just a little Mark update, and I do this on Dubious Intent, so you know what? I decided, you know, for those of you who listen to both Geeky Gay and Dubious Intent, you're gonna get some of the same stories on both, because I only have so much interesting that happens in my life. And, I mean, that's all there is to it. I only have so much interesting that happens in my life. But the countdown for Mark coming back, I will give you guys that now, and I'm going to use the same theme song here that I used before. So, at the sound of the tone, it will be 71 days, 16 hours, 30 minutes, and 45 seconds until Mark returns to the wonderful Americas. So, all I wanted to say about Mark this week is, we did get to speak on Skype, for those of you who wanted to know, and we got to actually see each other twice, And it was really good. I mean, it was really good because I was really being emotional and drama queeny. And so it was really good that we got to see each other. I'm much happier now. And I think he's much happier. And it went great. And I even got to practice a little bit of my flirt for free moves on him. For those of you who know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so he is at some relatives right now somewhere else, not at his parents and not in Makati, which is where he is living while he's working over there for 3 months. And he doesn't have cell phone coverage where he's at. So he has been away from communication for about a day now, and I won't actually talk to him until Sunday. This is Thursday night. So that's a little bit difficult, but I'm making it okay because I did get to see him twice. Maybe three times, I can't remember now, but at least twice on Skype, and that I'm kind of, you know, my withdrawals are going away a little bit. So another thing I wanted to mention on here is I am going to Florida, and I'm going to Florida on April 27th. I booked my ticket, and I'm going to see some friends. I met these friends. It's Ryan and Scott, and Ryan used to do a podcast with a friend of his, Jason. And, you know, I don't even remember what the damn name of the show was. It's been so long since I've listened to it. But anyway, it doesn't matter. They did a show together, and that's how I met them. And Maddie and I, we went to see them and went to Disney and did all that a few years back. And we've stayed friends with them. And so I decided it was high time to go back and see them again. So I'm going to do my favorite of any theme park ever. If you don't know anything else about me, my favorite theme park is SeaWorld. And my favorite animal in the world is an orca whale. So I always, when I go to SeaWorld, I have to first thing go to the Shamu show. And then I go to all the other shows, like the dolphin show and the pirate show that's got the, like, the otter and the walrus and all that. It's like the comedy thing. And then they might have changed that by now because it's been a couple of years since I've been. But for forever and ever, it was like a, it was a, I can't remember the play that it was a spoof of. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It was a pirate thing. But, and they had this big, huge, fat walrus and muskrat. They had a little bitty, tiny, small muskrat and all these other, anyway, it doesn't matter. So I go to all those shows and then I go see, I feed the dolphins, you know, because you can go and like feed the dolphins. And you buy the smelly fish in the little containers and you feed the dolphins and you can pet them and all that. And then when it starts to get dark, I go to the last Shamu show because I have to see, because I don't get to go to SeaWorld all that often, and I have to go and see Shamu twice. I have a stuffed Shamu. This is how much I like Shamu. I have a stuffed Shamu and there you go. In fact, Mark, when he was over here maybe a month ago, maybe even earlier than that, I think it might have been when we first started dating, he's like, why do you have a stuffed whale in your closet? And I said, because a whale is my favorite animal in the whole wide world, and I love SeaWorld, and I was at SeaWorld one time, and I bought a stuffed whale because I wanted to remember the experience. But anyway, what else is going on in my life? Well, started the whole car repair process. I don't remember whether I've mentioned that on this show or on Dubious Intent or on both, but I got my bonus at work, and I have a BMW Z3 that's 14 years old that needs a whole lot of repairs, and I have a 16-year-old Honda Accord that has a engine that needs replaced. So I'm really attached to the Z3, so I decided to go ahead and fix the Z3 because my bonus was not enough to fix both. So it's been in the mechanical shop, and it had oil leak repaired, two tie rods replaced. It had the light in the dash for the odometer was going out, so that had to be replaced. A bushing in the throttle cable. Well, that's a tiny little thing that had to be done. And, the belts and pulleys needed to be replaced. That was $1,900, ladies and gentlemen. Now it is going in for an AC repair, and the evaporator has to be replaced. That little repair is going to be another $727. And then I have to get the top replaced because of the vandalism, and the top is going to be another $1,200. I've got it narrowed down between Big Daddy's Hot Rods and Hog Wild Hot Rods. And there are no, you know, and I mean, how can you choose between such wonderfully named small businesses, really? I mean, you know, I mean, I guess if you, some of you like to ride a hog and some of you might like a Big Daddy. So I don't know what I'm going to choose because, like I said, I can't find any reviews. I can tell you Hog Wild said it's $1,100 plus tax unless you pay cash, and then it's just $1,100. That sounds a little bit shady to me. I don't know. I mean, to me, that sounds a little bit shady, but whatever. Whatever. So that's basically what's been going on. I'm getting my car fixed. Took the dog to the vet today. It was Mariah Carey's birthday. She's 42. I got to see Mark on Skype, and it's 72 days until he comes back. So, I mean, really, that is about all that's been going on in my life recently. And I just wanted to update everybody. I should come up with segments for this show. I mean, it's more of a personal journal show, but I would like to, you know, entertain and come up with some kind of, you know, something that you might find interesting. So I'll have to work on that. If you guys have any ideas for things that I can talk about that might be interesting to you, you know, that'd be good because, I mean, I hate to duplicate segments that I do on other shows. I guess I could read news stories that I didn't make the cut for Dubious Intent. But what else? I'm going to see Mary Poppins in a couple of weeks. I'll let you guys know. The Broadway version of Mary Poppins is coming to a town near me. And I'm taking my mother. It was a Christmas present for her. And I'm taking her. And so I'm just trying to fill my life with things for until June 16th, which is when Mark is coming back. So that I, you know, keep myself busy. Oh, I didn't mention this. So I'm not going to go into detail because on Dubious Intent, I spent like 20 minutes. But I did drive 12 hours round trip to go to a strip club the other last weekend. And if you want to hear the entire story, you can go over to dubiousintent.com and download the most recent episode. It's called One Roll of Paper Towels. And that does relate to that story, by the way. And you can find out exactly how my trip went in exhaustive detail, but needless to say, it is not fun driving 12 hours in a Toyota Yaris to stay at a club for like 2 hours and watch women fawn over naked men. And you know, it really is a gay bar pretty much, but women were there, let me tell you. Lots and lots of women. Lots of women were there. You know, there was something I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to have to bring it up on the next show, but someone posted something on Google Plus that was about an article that was written by a guy that I'm a Christian unless you're gay. And it was very, I don't have time now to go into detail, but I really teared up, and it was more, less the article, even though it was a really good article, than the response to the one of the responses to the article from a mother whose son had read the article and decided to come out as a result of that, and kind of what happened as a result. So if you haven't read that, it's on Google. Well, I mean, you may not follow the same people I do, but it was a really good, and it's basically look up "I'm a Christian unless you're gay." And then that's your homework assignment for next week and or for next time. I know I said I was going to record twice a week, and that's not happening so far. So whatever. But anyway, that's your homework assignment before next time you listen, and we will have a book discussion, a roundtable discussion with me, myself, and I about this article and the response to the article. Anyway, so I'm doing fine, everybody. I actually much better than I was. I'm getting, even though I really miss Mark and everything, I'm going to live, I think. I just hope he gets back soon. I hope 72 days goes by really quick. But I will make it somehow. A flesh jack and a real touch. Anyway, if you want to contact me, contact Adam Burns. geekygay@gmail.com and look for me on Google Plus. And the website is geekygay.com. You can also listen to me on dubiousintent.com. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye, everybody.